Mitch McConnell lobbies Republican senators to pass secret migration bill. By Neil Monroe on January 24, 2024. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is quietly pressuring GOP senators to promise their support for his border bill before it is released to the public for debate. Multiple media reports say the still-secret bill is largely complete. But its release has been delayed until McConnell can lock in at least 20 of the 49 Republican senators, perhaps by making minor changes. The draft bill is also being reviewed by the Senate's Committee on Appropriations because the Biden administration wants roughly $15 billion to operate its migration program in 2024. The money is needed by Democrats to process, transport, feed, house, and hide arriving 2024 migrants, and the 6.2 million migrants already admitted during the run-up to the 2024 election. The extra spending can also be used to persuade senators who do not yet support the giveaway. Some, not a majority, of Republican senators are denouncing the bill, which will likely provide employers with a gusher of cheap and compliant foreign workers who can replace better-paid Americans. Related video: Mayor Eric Adams heads to Mexico, NYC migrant crisis at breaking point. Half of my Republican caucus is, as we speak, ready to sell out. And they're ready to sell out fake border reform in exchange for what they really want, which is to send more of your tax dollars to Ukraine, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, told Tucker Carlson. McConnell is backing the bill partly because Democrats refuse to support military aid for Ukraine until Republicans allow Biden's border bailout bill to pass. Another opponent, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, told reporters Tuesday the bill is being kept hidden until top leaders have won the votes they need to rush it through the Senate. "We've been through these things so many times where we're told, oh, there's not a deal yet, not a deal, not a deal. All of a sudden, oh, there's a deal. And then we are given the equivalent of a snap election. Like a snap vote, without really any opportunity to read it and no opportunity to amend it. What we don't want is to receive bill text and then be asked to vote on it the next day or the next day after that or a very short period of time," Lee told The Hill after the 49 Republican senators met for a weekly lunch meeting on Tuesday. "There's talk about maybe getting something to the floor and voting on it in a day or two," Senator Mike Braun, RN, told reporters. "I think that would cause a real uproar, because it's going to be a large, complicated bill to where you don't have an adequate amount of time to pour through it properly." The leaked descriptions of the bill do not include any significant curbs on illegal or illegal migration. Instead, the bill would allow many more migrants to be imported for low-wage jobs that would otherwise go to Americans for decent wages. The bill also includes new incentives for foreign college graduates to take jobs for low wages at Fortune 500 companies. Without the imported foreign workers, those jobs would put many young American graduates on the first rung of a career ladder. For now, the draft bill looks less like a border security bill than a law to import more workers for Republican backer employers, said Krzysztof Mielenski, president of the Immigration Accountability Project. Related video: Chicago alderman, Biden needs to step up and tighten border security, TX's busing is swamping us. Because the imported workers will not have a clear route to green cards. The bill is a 2024 version of President George W. Bush's Any Willing Worker program, he told Breitbart. Senator James Lankford, ROK, is the Republican face of the negotiations. But Democrats also get something from the deal, Chmielinski said, because it will help President Joe Biden and other Democrats to declare the migration over and irrelevant to the 2024 presidential election. The workers for votes swap makes sense for many Democrats because they fear Biden's easy migration policies could cost him the 2024 election. Biden's borders policies are now the top issue in U.S. politics, according to a January 17 to 18 poll for Harvard University. The poll reported that 57% of the voters said, "I miss Donald Trump's policies on the economy, immigration, and crime." On January 18, former President Donald Trump criticized the draft Biden bailout bill, saying, "I do not think we should do a border deal, at all. Unless we get everything needed to shut down the invasion of millions and millions of people, many from parts unknown, into our once great, but soon to be great again, country. Also, I have no doubt that our wonderful Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, will only make a deal that is perfect on the border. Remember, without strong borders and honest elections, we don't have a country. Several Republican senators have announced they will oppose the corporate giveaway to their GOP donors. They include Paul Lee, Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. The bill will also help Democrat-run cities to absorb and hide many more foreign workers. Currently, Democrats in many cities, Denver, Chicago, Boston, New York, are losing political support because their sanctuary city policies are attracting large numbers of low-wage, welfare-dependent migrants.